This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the June 14, 2013 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. Topics covered in this week's podcast are the cervical spine, the lumbar spine, oncology, and surgical technique. Protective effects of preserving the posterior complex on the development of adjacent segment degeneration after lumbar fusion. A clinical article by Hao-Chun Liu and colleagues. The importance of the spinal posterior structures was highlighted through a comparison of different procedures in spinal surgery. In this article, the authors re-examined the role of the posterior complex, comprising the spinous process, lamina interspinous ligament, and supraspinous process, in the development of adjacent segment degeneration. The authors included 120 patients in their study. They divided these patients into three groups to compare the outcomes of surgery using spinal fusion with facet joint resection, semilaminectomy, or complete laminectomy. By following up the three patient groups for an average period of 5.9 years, the authors demonstrated that preserving the posterior complex as much as possible during surgery plays an important role in preventing adjacent segment degeneration and in reducing the need for reoperation. N-block resection of a multilevel high cervical chordoma involving C2. New operative modalities. A technical note by Kern Hayden Guppy and co-authors. N-block resection of cervical chordomas is surgically challenging, with significant morbidities arising from the procedure, especially when the tumor is multilevel and located in the high cervical or C1 to C3 region. However, N-block resection has led to longer survival rates for patients with these lesions. There have been only 5 reported cases of multilevel N-block resections in the high cervical spine for cervical chordomas. In this technical report, the authors describe the 6th case of a complete spondylectomy of C2 and C3 with spinal reconstruction and stabilization using several new modalities that were not used in the previous cases. In their article, they described the use of preoperative endovascular sacrificing of the vertebral artery, CT image guidance, the Sonopet ultrasonic aspirator for removing bone around the vertebral artery, and the custom design of an anterior cage. A detailed description of the procedure and intraoperative pictures are also presented. As of the writing of the article, the patient had been followed up for 20 months since the surgery without any evidence of hardware failure or pseudarthrosis. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.